My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's been a raging debate online the last couple of days. I don't know really how it started. I think probably like everything, there was some Reddit thread where somebody was upset, and then it went all over the internet. Now everyone's weighing in from all circles of the web. But there is a huge debate right now on fall weddings and whether it's acceptable to not attend a wedding over large college football games. And part of the reason for this big debate was, as Darius showed me the other day, so the not ranked October 12th of this year to be one of the five biggest wedding dates of 2024. I don't know what specifically it was about 10-12, but there was something about that date for the people doing fall weddings. I went to a couple of these in my life. Rolling Hills of Virginia or out near Blacksburg, buddies that went to Virginia Tech. They're beautiful. You get hay bales and some pumpkins on them, and people wear, you know, a little jacket or what. Everybody loves going to a fall wedding. It's very comfortable. It's scenic. It's beautiful in the mountains, whatever. You guys get the drill.
Yeah, I got married on October 2nd.
Wow. Fall wedding guy over here.
Fall wedding.
That is a choice. So October 12th is a top five day this year for a wedding. That's also one of the biggest days in recent college football history. The slate includes number 2 Ohio State at number 3 Oregon, number 4 Texas at number 15 Oklahoma, number 6 Ole Miss at number 13 LSU, and number 8 Penn State at number 23 USC. On paper, outside looking in, one of the biggest college football dates in recent history, and also going to be the biggest date for weddings this side of the summer. And so the debate's been raging about whether it's selfish or ridiculous for people to get married in the fall. But Danny Ruye, it sounds like I know where you're going to be on this because you got married in the fall.
Yeah, grow up is my response. Those college football games will happen. Marriage, that wedding day is a one-time thing, right? That special day is a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence, hopefully, for everybody involved, your friends, you're going there. You'll be able to catch most or some of these games with DVR technology, with the ability to record or watch on your phone or whatever. Again, the overly machismo tough guy talk, like, you can't get married during football season. Yes, you can. Summer sucks. It's too hot. Anything after April basically is too hot. Dudes have to wear
wool-covered
attire in suits or a tuxedo. Miserable. Winter, perfectly fine, but then you can't really go outside. The best weather of the year is fall. It's the prettiest. That's when people should get married.
Winter's a great time. That's when I got married.
Winter's really good.
Spring is also a very acceptable time. So I would agree with you generally that you shouldn't make a big deal about when someone gets married. If you've got to bow out, you got to bow out. I've missed so many weddings in the fall in my life. It's not funny because I often travel for my baseball coverage in the league championship World Series for MLB Network Radio.
Yeah, where you're working.
So like 1 to 2 weeks at a time. Or when I was certainly on the Redskins beat back in the day, you know, if I have obligations through one of the local outlets or something, Commanders-wise, can't go. So the amount of times I've had a buddy get married and I've missed is a lot. I've never missed when I was a groomsman. I've made that work. So like Jim, who's in my wedding, I was in his wedding, was a fall wedding. I was there. Now it was a Saturday, dropped in and beat feet out of there that night and was back on Sunday. But
you never missed because you had to watch Florida State LSU.
I have not.
You know what I mean?
Having said that, this is where we'll part ways. In a million years, I would never have gotten married in the fall. I just wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have asked that of my guests. I would not have done it for me. And luckily, I married someone who views it similarly, honestly. A little different now with three kids at the house, but she's still a season ticket holder. We'll not get to every game this year, but we'll get to a bunch. But I remember when we were talking initially, she's like, all right, so when are the times that make sense? February after football season? What about, you know, early summer, June or something before training camp? Like the idea that someone would even consider getting married in the fall is just very, we just think differently about the world is all. Fall's football time, man.
Right. I mean, it's if it's a Sunday wedding, like my buddy Ryan got married Sunday at 1. That was tough.
Do you have any issue if you're rude enough to get married in the fall with people being on their phones watching the game?
No. It's all trade-offs.
During the ceremony.
Like it's rude to get married any day after April 1st. Up until the start of October, because it's too hot. Women get to wear comfortable things, or they can like put a little wrap on if it's cold in the air conditioning inside. But they have like sleeveless dresses and things that are comfortable. Again, dudes are wearing suits in the blistering heat of sky misery. Horrible, ridiculous.
February wedding.
Everyone,
that's why your boy did the February wedding.
The inconsiderate thing is summertime, and that's when everyone gets married is the summertime. So the considerate, smart thing is let's go to a place that's beautiful. Let's be somewhere nice. In a comfortably temperature time.
I think the most considerate time is the like February-ish, late winter.
Because honestly, there's not as much going on generally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just a dead time in most calendars.
January, February, not much happening.
I think summer's perfectly reasonable.
Wrong.
Vacation time of year, people are able to get out of work. It's a lighter schedule for a lot of people travel-wise in terms of job obligations. And then I would say spring would be next on the acceptable scale. Spring's not a bad time. It's comfortable. There's not a ton going on necessarily. Maybe a spring break situation. The only time that's rude and imposes on your guests is the fall. And specifically, any time in October is an outrage, if I could say that.
You could say whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You get totally reasonable to get married on a Saturday. In you know, November, let's get crazy. September, like what? That's so weird. Again,
November's not as bad. November's not as bad generally. The closer you get to Thanksgiving, because we're winding things down for the holidays, there's a little more wiggle room for
people. But they're like tough
like,
talk.
October is
like,
tough.
Michigan's playing Nebraska. They'll play again. You know what I mean? Like settle down. Like I'm missing college football. It's not the same sport as it was.
You get like 7 or 8 of those when you're really at an age where you can thoroughly enjoy it properly. Like once
the wedding?
No. The game.
Oh, the college football Saturday.
You know what I'm saying? Like
right. You
get a handful of those. Then you have kids and everything's over. Like you know what isn't fun for me anymore? College football Saturdays. I don't have them anymore. I haven't had a real good, awesome college football Saturday. Maybe one in a few years of mine.
So then are you yelling at your kids every day? Because you took it away my college football Saturdays.
No, but I definitely think it.
Do
I
you?
Mean, no, it's but it's part of it. I've made this bed that I sleep in, and I'm happy about it. I got cute kids. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
But one of the trade-offs is my college football Saturdays have been completely ruined. And I'm very lucky because my wife is still kind enough to give me my football Sunday. A lot of husbands don't have that. So, like, I'll sit in the basement. My kids are mostly going to be loud and jumping all around me and ruining my time as best they can. But she's also great about bringing them upstairs, and her time gets ruined. Like, her football
That's
Sunday.
That's right. There's a trade there,
has
yeah.
been ruined. But I mostly get a Sunday. But I wouldn't dare ask for a Saturday and a Sunday, and that's the difference. I know I'm going to be the worst dad and the worst husband on the planet from September until December. I already know this, and so does my wife. If I went to her and said, I'd also like to be the worst husband on the planet and the worst dad on the planet on Saturdays too, she would be within her rights to punch me in the face.
I smell what you're cooking. I just can't do the tough guy thing of...
I'm not going full tough
guy. I'm not saying you are. I'm talking about something side. I can't stand the... You can't name 10 players on Oklahoma and Kansas State, and they're both top 25 playing on a Saturday. It's like, you can't get married to the... You can't get married on a Saturday. You can. It's fine. It's totally fine.
I can't believe you got married in October, though.
I would do it again tomorrow. Not tomorrow. It's too hot. I would do it in October again.
That's... I hope you don't. I hope you just stay married.
No, we're going to stay married, but I'm saying if we choose to renew our vows, it'll probably be in October.
Wouldn't have had that in the office pool. Darius, what's your ideal? If you're getting married, what month would you want to be married in?
Whew, that's a good question. I honestly don't. I'm halfway Team Danny here, where I kind of don't mind the college football Saturday thing because college football isn't a big part
of
my life.
A college football guy.
I'm not that big of a college football guy. That doesn't bother me. And I do think that the weather plays a big part, and I would prefer to be in cooler weather than I would in the summer.
What about winter?
Winter's
too cold.
A little too cold.
Okay. Indoor ceremony. We didn't go outside.
Everybody has their preference.
All right. Toby, when are you getting married?
That's a good question.
I didn't mean it like when specifically. Yeah, like,
there's not like a parent asking, "Hey, Toby, when
Toby, why aren't you married? Yeah.
Can you get off your butt?" And
I don't, to be honest, no idea. Never crossed my mind. So as long as it's not a Sunday, again, like I do like college football, but I don't know. Maybe I should change my answer with some future opportunities. Maybe I love college football.
Oh,
there you go.
Just you know. Sprinkle that in there.
Big college football guy.
Yeah, college football guy.
I mean, you know what? Screw it. I want, you know, Sundays can go, whatever. But I'm fine with whatever.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.